Welcome, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love my job many days, but today I especially love my job because I get to talk with Gwen Walls, the First Lady of Minnesota. What a privilege to have you, Mrs. Walls. Thank you for making time for The Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. You know, I'm a huge Wisconsin fan and a huge fan of what you're able to on radio. And if you would, just call me Gwen.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. As my mother says, you can call me Maggie or Margaret, but don't call me late for dinner. That's how we do it in the Midwest, you know. Gwen, you spent over 20 years working both first in Nebraska and then in Minnesota in the Mankato School District as an English teacher and as an administrator. You have made part of your brief or duties as First Lady of Minnesota education, corrections, and gun control. And obviously, you and your husband are now on this new national level with a new spotlight. And I wanted to ask you, of course, when you're campaigning on a national level, the critics, the haters, if you will, come up with these new attack lines. One of the lines that I've heard about your husband, Gwen, is Tampon Tim. And I know that the MAGA cult thinks that that's some sort of dig on your husband. But when I went and did my own research to find out why are they calling him Tampon Tim, I actually found that he likely wears that as a badge of honor. Gwen, tell us what that's all about.
You know, first of all, the inclination of the other campaign or the right to name call is just not something that I really approve of in the first place. But if they're going to continue to do it. You know, I think that we have to just define what it is that's remarkable that's been done in Minnesota and that Tim's advocated for. We have had a real agenda responding to the needs of Minnesotans. So, you know, the free school lunch and breakfast, that was part of our agenda. And we said, what else do we need in schools? And as we listened, people were having trouble accessing feminine products. And so Tim made those available in schools. I think that makes sense. You know, if this is something that distracts from learning, well, then we're going to take care of that. Why wouldn't we? Because we're interested in students learning and not being distracted by other things, and certainly not by name calling.
Yeah. And again, I think it's an absolute badge of honor. And I congratulate you for putting the needs of students above politics. You have been a passionate advocate for reproductive freedom. So has your husband. What are some of the contrasts that jump out to you, Gwen, when you look at what your husband and Vice President Harris are proposing versus their opponents in this next election?
Well, I think it is absolutely clear, and this is so important to me, that Tim and Kamala trust women. And they trust women to make their own healthcare decisions. And they believe that that is a right and a freedom for women. That is very different than how I hear the Trump and Vance ticket talk about this. You know, recently President Trump said, you know, he would be a woman's protector. I find that so offensive.
Yes.
I did not ask that man to be my protector. And I'm not interested in that. And I'm not interested in his view of the choices that I can make in my own life or in the lives of women across this country. And so I think that distinction about being able to make our own choices, and if you can't make your own choice about healthcare, well, then what else do they think you can't make your choices about? Tim and Kamala trust women. I trust women. Women I've met across this country, which has been fabulous during the campaign to get to do. It's a real opportunity. Women I meet in Wisconsin. I've been in Wisconsin 5 different times recently and done 7 different events. And I haven't met a woman yet who isn't a capable, strong Wisconsin woman who can make her own healthcare decisions and decisions about her life. So I think, you know, we Midwestern women can just send a message right here about what we believe, who we are, and how we're ready and always have made our own decisions, then that's a real distinction. I'm not giving that power up to anyone, and Kamala and Tim would never ask that of women, and that thought would never cross their mind because they trust women.
Boy, that's checking a lot of boxes for me, being raised by very strong Wisconsin women. I hear that. One of the surprising things I read about you, Madam First Lady, is that you're the first First Lady in Minnesota's history to have an office. Gwen, to have an office in the Minnesota State Capitol, which I thought speaks so much to how much your husband respects you. And I found that little fact surprising. Is there something surprising about your husband that you think voters need to know, Gwen?
Oh, gosh, something surprising. Well, you can't put Tim in a box. Like, he is really interested and diverse. You know, he's a world traveler. He's an educator. He's a great dad. He's passionate about canoeing and outdoor life and football. He's also passionate about anything our kids are interested in. But something that might be surprising, I would say that he likes vegetables. That might be surprising. You know, he doesn't look like a vegetable eater, but he's really, like, he will have radishes and carrots and that sort of thing for a snack. It's like some of his favorite snacks are vegetables.
Gwen, you had me at raw vegetable. My dad likes some roughage as well. Folks, that's Gwen Walls, First Lady of Minnesota. Thank you so much. And thank you for everything you're doing on the trail. Go Tim and Kamala. That is First Lady of Minnesota, Gwen Walls, here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you, Maggie. Let's vote, Wisconsin. Let's vote.
Yay.